Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainus daf Lamed, second to last daf here in Maseches Tainus in Perek Bishlosha Prakams. We spoke last time about the concept of Shavua Shachalbo, and we are going to have a remez today about Tisha B'Av. In Mishnayos, I mentioned that Shavua Shachalbo is the real source. There isn't much of, on the 9 days and the 3 weeks for sure, except for the remez that we had a few days ago. But the discussion at the end of the previous year was that what happens after Tisha B'Av? Is the whole week affected by Tisha B'Av, or is it just up to Tisha B'Av? When it says Shavua Shachalbo, does that have any effects afterwards? So we saw Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish said that after Tisha B'Av it's all over. And now the top of Laman Aban Aleph, Rabbi Yisrael ben Elazar, bin Tahavi Tisha B'Av Nafak, Rabbi Yisrael ben Elazar, when Tisha B'Av went out, he made an announcement. Yiftachun Sapraya, let the barbers open their shops. Uman Deboy, Yispada Yispa. Whoever wants to get a haircut, get a haircut. Meaning, the halacha is like Reish Lakish, that right after the Tisha B'Av is over, so then you don't go by Shvua Shachalbo. That doesn't have an effect. It's just the, up to Tisha B'Av, and after that, almost after that, it's going to be over. Ksivan, all of these shitas actually were based on a pasuk, right? The pasuk says here in Hosea, "Vehishbati." It's a drush based on this pasuk. "Vehishbati kol misosa chaga chadasha v'shabata v'chol moada." Right? So you have this pasuk that "Vehishbati," but it's a curse. "Vehishbati," I will take away, I'll remove, I'll make rest all happy days. Yantiv chag and chodesh and the month and Shabbos v'chol moada. So each of the rabbanim of the different places darshan this pasuk differently. Dromai, Nogin, Chaga. Dromai, the rabbis of the south, they were knowing Chaga. Chaga is what? Chaga is the yantif. What yantif are we talking about here? Regarding Tisha, there's no yantif, so says the Kabbalah Eidah. Me Rosh Chodesh, Shenikra Chag, Hechmir al Atzman be'Isser Kibus. So Chaga is a reference to Rosh Chodesh. And from the Rosh Chodesh on. So this is the remez in Chazal to Minhagim of the 9 days. Even though it's not Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin is Shavua Shachalbo, as we said. But some of these Minhagim extended it, somewhat. That's what the language of the Karbat Eidah, Hechmiru al Atzmam, regarding the Isser of washing, the laundering, and the Isser of haircuts. So dromai nagin chaga. So chaga means 9 days. Tziporai nagin chadasha. Right? They did the whole month. The whole month they didn't wash their laundry. Right? Through Av. Tveriai nagin shabata. They just went through shabata the entire week. But week means even after. Maybe like Rabbi Yochanan. Chazrin rabbanan. De Tveria lemino grakurabanan de Tziporin. And even later on, the rabbanan of Tveria went like the rabbis of Sipori, and they held the whole month. But again, we don't do either of those. As we know, it ends by Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yerbi Abishay, Rabbi Chia Barba. So you might remember this from the Bavli also. Bedin Hayashu Misanin Ba'asiri Shabon Nisraf Beis Elokeinu. Appropriate, really, for us to fast on the 10th of Av, because that's when most of the Sreifa, most of the burning took place. Falama Bichi, why do we fast on the 9th? Shabo Hizchila HaPuranis. Because that is when the Puranis actually, started. We'll see, Brisa in, Kiddushin in a minute, that the Rashi and Tosos quote, but Matani came but first finished. Bishvi nichnasu lesocho. Originally, what happened that year? On the 7th, the enemy went into the base of Migdash. Nichnasu Akam went in. Bishmini hayi makakarin bo. On the 8th, they were just having a party and celebrating and being mezalzel. And Ubichi, after they had enough partying, that's when they started lighting it. Bishvi hitzisu bo saor. They lit the fire on the 9th of Av. Uba asiri Nisraf. And on the 10th, that's when it was burned, confirming what we said before, that the Ikar, a lot of the burning happened on the 10th. The, question that we've dealt with in the past, Rav Soloveitchik noted, isn't it interesting that it says here that, right, some of them, Bidinu, it should be on the 10th. But we don't do it because we do it the 9th, because we do by Aschula Paranusa, as the Bavli also says. But the Minhag HaOlam and the what Klal Yisrael does is where we have this intense period of the 3 weeks and the 9 days in the Shavuot Shachabo and Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av. It gets worse and worse and more intense and more intense and more intense until Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. All of a sudden, Chatzos and Tisha B'Av, we already started feeling lighter. Chatzos and Tisha B'Av, we sit on chairs and we put on tefillin and we start thinking a little bit about, you know, after Tisha B'Av and like on the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, that's when it got worse. And that's when Dafka, the Minhag Yisrael, is to feel a little better, a little lighter. So what are we feeling better and lighter about? Why Dafka? Is that what occurs? And you might also add, we have Shabbos Nachamu after Tisha B'Av every week, even though we still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What kind of Nachama is there? We don't have any comfort. So Halavai, we should this Beis Hashem this year, we should have a real Nachama. But what is the message of that? So there is a Medrash that's quoted by Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin and Daflam and Aleph Amid Beis. Right, there's a story there in the Kibbutz of Aim Sugyas. There was a story that Rabbi Avahu, where's the Lashon? Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Avahu, Kari Ababa, Rohid V'Azil, Upasachle V'Amar, In Adamati Hasam, Yomachad, Amar Le Ashken Maya. One day, give me a glass of some water. Ada Isi Le Nimnam, right? One of the Amaram, when he brought his father a cup of water, he brings it to him, and all of a sudden he sees his father fell asleep, and he's right next to his father with this cup, and he doesn't want to wake him up, he doesn't want to move. So he just stays bent over holding this cup of water in front of his father for a long time. Gachin ka'iyale ad itari. Wait, he didn't move until his father woke up. He didn't want to wake up his father. Istaya milsa. So while he was leaning over and fulfilling this mitzvah, he had special siyata d'shmaya, and he had an understanding of a medrash. Vidarash abimi. Mizmar la'asaf. Beginning of Tilamayin Tess, which is all about the Churban, it starts off with Mizmar la'asaf. Amar le Rav Yaakov bar Avua la'abaya kugon ana. I'm sorry. He doesn't quote Mizmar la'asaf. That's the next piece. But Rashi doesn't quote the Medrash on Mizmar la'asaf. Mizmar la'asaf. Kina la'asaf miboy lei. It's a Mizmar. It's a song for Asaf. It should be a kina. It should be a dirge, because it's all terrible. It's all about the Mikdash. Rashi. V'yish mafarshim shemikra zel avado darash Mizmar la'asaf elokim bo goyim enach la'secha. Kina la'asaf miboy lei. V'darash kach shamar asaf shira al. What does this have to do with the story? That's a good question. Why Dafka? Oh, thinking about it now, there is a connection. But let's just say it first. Al Shakila Kadosh Baruch Hu Chamaso Be'etzim Va'avanim Shebebeso. What is it that Hakadosh Baruch Hu? What's the mizmar? Because as Rav Soloveitchik embellished on this medrash, as we got closer and closer to the Churban, nobody really knew. Not even the angels. Would Hakadosh Baruch Hu punish the ones that are really deserving of punishment, meaning us? Or would he take a security? Would he take a mashkon, reflecting that he always will be with the Jewish people? He will always love us, even though we might not deserve it so much. But he'll take out his anger on the Eitzim Avanim. So ironically, right when the Beis HaMikdash started burning, that showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never throw away our relationship with him. And he'll just take his anger out on the Eitzim. That's why the Mizmar. That's Mizmar La'asaf, not a Kina, because it shows our love. So Dafka, says Rav Soloveitchik, when the Beis HaMikdash started burning, that's when we feel a little better. Because we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. We told Kach, Hoser, Plato, Be Yisrael, Sheol, Malay, Kach, Lon, Ishtar, Sebi, Non, Soni, Yisrael, Sarid, V'chein, Omer, Kila, Shem, Es, Chamaso, V'yas, Es, Eish, Bitzion. So that's the Rav Soloveitchik. He also points out, the end of Parshas Bechukosai, towards the end of the Tochacha, we have a pasuk that reflects a shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, quoted in Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Nun Hey, the Gemara there says Zchus Avos Tama, Tama Zchus Avos, which is a very scary statement. Zchus Avos has completed. So Rabbeinu Tam there says in Tosfos, Afal pi shetama schus avos, bris avos lo tama. The difference between schus avos and bris avos. What's the difference between zchus avos and bris avos? Rav Soloveitchik explains, zchus avos, you get schus avos if you like your parents and your grandparents and your great grandparents, then you keep getting the schus avos. But if we don't act like our forefathers, and we're not identifiable with our forefathers, so then it could be that Zchus Avos is gone, and that's what the Gemara says. We lost Zchus Avos, but we never lost Bris Avos, because Bris is a covenant, it's an agreement. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced himself, so to speak, to make an agreement with Avram Avinu, an agreement doesn't matter what we do. There's an agreement, I'm committed. I'm committed. Says Rav Soloveitchik, it's based on the pasuk at the end of the Chukosa, the end of the Tochacha. Va'afkam zos biyosim eretz aveim. Lo ma'asim lo gatim l'chalosam lo hafer brisi itam. Ki ani Hashem alokeihem. Right? Because I have a bris. And if I have a bris, that's forever. And that's what's got us through the difficult times. That's what we say in Vihisha Amda, the real prop shot of Vihisha Amda, not all the drush. Vihisha Amda is going on the previous paragraph of Baruch Shomer after Chassel Yisrael. Hashem did promise Bris Ben Abisarim. He made that agreement. That's Bris Avos, and that's gets us through even the 10th of Av. Even the 10th of Av. Okay, we continue. So we have the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Tzayim Shiv Asiri. We had some of this in Maseches Yuma as well, if you remember about Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he fasted the 9th and the 10th, because he felt that the 10th was also appropriate. Rabbi Avun Tziyem Chiv Asiri. Rabbi Levi Tziyem Sheshiv Alele Asiri. Rabbi Levi, he fasted on the 9th at just the beginning of the 10th. Because by the morning of the 10th, it was all burnt. So this is the minhag of some. Obviously, we know this is not our minhag, but we do something. And that is, we wait till after Chatzos. Wait till after Chatzos on the 10th, because to acknowledge that burning, which maybe comes from this idea of Rabbi Levi. Tziyem Chiv, Alele Asiri, the 9th, but by the next day not. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav, Kuf, Nun, Ches, here in Aruch Hayim. B'tishabav la'eis eref, yitzisu eish beheichal v'nisraf. That's quoted from the Gemara. Ad shkiyasachama b'yom asiri. U'mepnei kach mina kosher. Shelo lecho basar v'lo lishos yayin b'lel asiri v'yom asiri. Shulchan Aruch says it's a good minag. Minag kosher. Not to eat or drink wine on the Lail, the night after Tisha B'Av, the night of the 10th, and the day of the 10th. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Rama, the Yesh Machmirin ad Chatzos Hayom v'lo Yoser. Summer Machmir until Chatzos. And no more. That's what we wait. And we also, with Mr. Burr quotes, we also don't do laundry or get a haircut until Chatzos on the next day, except if Tisha B'Av, says the Mishnah Baruch, Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Yom Chamishi, Shaz Yom Asiri Hu Erev Shabbos, if the 10th is Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday, so therefore the 10th is on a Friday, Mutter because Ela Kavod Shabbos. It's all Mutter. It's all Mutter because of Kavod Shabbos, so even before Chatzos, it would be Mutter. The Rama adds, if Tisha B'Av is pushed off to Sunday, so we observe Tisha B'Av on the 10th, then also, it's Mutter to eat meat or drink wine. Yom Sheni. But he says only on the day, even before Chatzos, but not at night. Avalayla Asar Mibdei Avelus Shel Yom. Only, but that's what the Mishnah quotes, only eating meat and drinking wine, but haircuts would be mutter, Lukuliyama. Okay, so we have a little bit of Nihug on the 10th, based on this idea. Rabbi Babar Zavda B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Bikesh Rabbi Lakar Tisha B'Av. Rabbi wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. So the Havamin is that, what does that mean? Why did they get rid of Tisha B'Av? Because he was saying it should be just like the other fast days. The Gemara talks about that. Originally, like the other fast days of Shavuot B'Tammuz and Esrei B'Teves, it was totally on whether they would tzaras for Klal Yisrael at that time. If they would tzaras for Klal Yisrael, then they observed those fast days, and if not, not. So Rebbe felt, at least this is the Havamina of the Gemara, that also Tisha B'Av should be like that. It shouldn't be a davar kavua. V'lo Enichalo and his colleagues were not happy with that. They said Tisha B'Av is different. Tishav is different, you can't get rid of it. Amalo, Rabbi Elazar said to, now Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Elazar turns to Rabbi Chanina and says, Imcha Yisi, I was with you when we heard that from the name of Rabbi. V'los Amris Hachi, that's not what Rabbi said, to get rid of it totally. Alabikesh Rabbi Lakar Tishav Shcholias B'Shabbos. No, his point was when it was a Nidche, when Tishav fell out on Shabbos, they were pushing it off anyway, so he said, you know what? Just, we're not observing it on the right day anyway, so to speak. So just don't do it. He felt that once you push it off from the right day, then push it off. They said, no, you do it the next day. So this was a story that Rabbi Chanina quoted something from Rabbi, and her brother said back to Rabbi Chanina, no, you got it wrong. So now the Gemara says, and there was a flip story where Rabbi Elazar said something and Rabbi Chanina corrected him. Right, the opposite. V'gazilei. What does that mean? Rav Chaim Gadievsky. Paralo. He paid him back. Paralo be'inyan acher. He paid him back the following. We learned in the Mishnah, Masechet Yevamos, which the Mishnah tells us, a machlokes tanoim, whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of pruravu, or women are obligated. The Tanakhama says, no. Only men are obligated in the mitzvah of pruravu. Obviously, women are very involved in the mitzvah of pruravu. The Gemara and the beginning of the second Berakh of Kiddushin, mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho, is applied to marriage for men and for women. What do you mean for women? What kind of mitzvah? Mitzvah for women. Women are not obligated in pruravu. So the Ron there says, obviously, they play a major role. Play a major role, even if they not are obligated. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer Hashem, Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, they're both obligated. Vayevarech osam elokim. Vayomer lehem elokim, puravu, vagomer. So, plural. So, machlokes, Tanakam, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Elazar, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Elazar said, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, the halacha is like, I misspoke before. It wasn't that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Elazar were having this. It was both about b'shem Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Elazar, the name of Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Bo Bar Zavta, the name of Rabbi Chanina. So one time one corrected the other. The first time Rabbi Elazar corrected Rabbi Ba about what Rabbi Chanina said, and now Rabbi Ba is correcting Rabbi Ba is correcting Rabbi Elazar about what Rabbi Chanina said. It was about Rabbi Chanina, wasn't one of the arguers here. He was the earlier one that they were quoting, and the machlokes, the corrections were between Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda and Rabbi Elazar. So now we have the flip side, right? Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Chanina that Allah is like Rabbi Chanina Broka, that even women are obligated in Puravu, and Amar Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda Im Chayisi. One second, I was with you. Veloes Amris, and it was only said Ella Im Haisa Tovasli Nase Hadinima. Doesn't mean that women are obligated in Puravu. It just means if there's been 10 years and they're not married, and she wants to have a child, if she's Tovas to Elihinase, she wants to get married to someone else, Hadinima, she can. But it doesn't mean that dafka, that she's obligated. Look at the carbon eita. Kigon shabas machmas taina v'omeres milo baya hai itza chutra liyada umbar mara l'kvura. That's the language of the Gemara elsewhere that says, when I get old, I need some kids to take care of me. Okay, I'm not obligated to puravu, but really want to have a child. You might say it's the motherly instinct, but she could have a taina that I want to be able to have children. So that's what Rabbi Chanina said. Not that she's obligated, but she could have this claim. So after these two stories, where each of them corrected the other one in terms of what Rabbi Chanina said, v'kara aleyon, so one of them called about both of them, tovim ashnayim in ha'echad, right? Better is two than one, because we each messed up the mesora in one of the cases, and the other one corrected, so it's good that we're together. Says the Karbana Eda, ilo lo shamata gamata hiti toa bedavar. Right, if you wouldn't have heard, I would have made a mistake. Achshav, tovli, shizkartani. Thank you for reminding me. V'chein behefach b'din ha'isha. Thank you for reminding me, which again is a good thing. Sometimes when we are criticized and we're said that something's wrong, then we don't take it the right way. But here they seems to have taken it the right way. We, of course, paskin, that women are not obligated in puravu, and that is based on the gzeiras hakasev, v'chiv shua, but the meshech chachma gives a little insight into the patur, because after all, you know, to any mitzvah the women are patur from, exempt, you know, you might say, looking at it from the outside, you might say it's a joke. The woman does everything, 9 months, and she's patur. So the Meshech Chachma says it's part of the system. It has to be that she's patur. Lo rachok hu lomar. It's not far to suggest, says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Noach. Lo rachok hu lomar. Ha de patra atara nashim, yipiri verivya, v'chiva baraka nashim. Why? Ki mishpatei Hashem udrachav darchei Noam v'chon nesivosei hashalom v'lo amsa al Yisraeli masha'ein biyacholes haguf lekabel. Hashem cannot command mitzvos that are inherently painful or dangerous. Inherently, if there's a gzeira, you can't wear tefillin. Okay, but that's not inherent. You can't command. So puravu, having children, is inherently painful and very difficult for the woman. So Hashem can't command that. Because by definition, Duracheha Darchei Noam, the ways of the Torah are sweet. And being in pain and having a child is not sweet in that way. So Duracheha Darchei Hashem cannot command it. That's why. It's not because of anything against the women, but it's just that by definition, a mitzvah cannot be that way. We quoted this Gemara actually yesterday, the day before, about the Shibuta, I think yesterday. Because Davar Aser Lo Mana Hatara B'suka Heter. He quotes the Gemara in Chulin. From everything that's Aser out there, Hashem gives a parallel that's Munter. Umishumzeh, and then he adds, Lo Matzano Mitzvah His Anos Rak Yom Echad Bashana. How many days does Hashem want us to fast the whole year? One. Just one. Hashem doesn't want us to fast. One day he gives us to fast, and that's for our good. That's for our benefit. And the day before we fast, there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat. V'kodem hishira v'chiva lechol. V'lechein lo mana ha-mishagel mikol banelavai Moshe Rabbeinu. And also, Hashem does not say that we have to overcome and not have any outlet for our drive, for a husband and a wife to be together. No, that's not, except Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a separate, was different, but Hashem is with humanity. Lefi shelu hayat sarech legoda malaso v'lesiris gufa. Moshe was different. The Yotzer Misa, the Chomer, he talks about Yifas Tohar, Lo Dibritok Rechiyet Sahara, but if all these, so all of this is Rechad Achinoam. V'yimkein, Nashim Shemistachnos Be'ibur Veleda, women who are in a dangerous state, right, pregnancy and birth, Umishum Zeh Amru Misa Shricha, Lo Gazra Torah Letzavos Lefros Libros Ala'isha. Can't be. And in terms of Kosi Karin and to a Sirus, right? There are basically only a man issue, not a female issue. Rock, but says the Meshech Chachma, to balance out the fact that if this is true, then we're just not going to have any kids in the world. Hashem puts into the woman a motherly instinct that just wants to have a child, even at the acknowledgement of the danger. Rock Lakiyam Amin Asa Betiva Shechukasa Laholid Aza. Michel Ish, a stronger desire to have the child. But son of Rachel, what does Rachel say? Havali banim v'mayin mesa anochi. Right, that's why that's the Meshachachma. Meshachachma giving us a tam behind the Ptur Apuruvu. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Mao Yishane. So remember we had in the Mishnah, what do you have for the Sudam of Sekes? So the Tanakama had said, you can't have two cooked dishes, you can't have meat or wine. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, just do something different. Yeshana. So Mao Yeshana, Yechalef, switch. Switch and minimize something. Im have a yalef achal litra to kubit. If you usually have 1 litra of meat, yechol palka, have 1/2 litra. In have a yalef shasi kest chamer. If you usually drink a kest of wine, yishpalka, have 1/2 of that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have 2 limitations, and we'll see, we hold like both of them. For that, what does it mean that you have to have less than 2 tafshilin and no meat and no wine? Ubavad ikr sudas Tisha B'Av. It means the last suda before Tisha B'Av. Meaning we usually have what's called the Sudam of Sekes, which is a big meal on Erev Tisha B'Av. And then we have a little, so we're talking about that little one. Not the one beforehand that we eat a lot to be full for Tisha B'Av, but the little one that we eat, L'shem sudas Tisha B'Av. That's the one that has these limitations about the meat and the wine. Amar Rav Oshia ubavar mishe shalos v'lamala, and also only after chatzos, only if it's Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av afternoon. Amar Rav Yosi tartei and lekula, and we paskin both of them lekula, meaning only if it's the Tisha B'Av meal after chatzos. Achal sudas Tisha B'Av mishe shalos v'lamata, if I eat my last meal, but I eat it in the morning on Erev Tisha B'Av, afilu ol al shulchanu kusudas shlomo mutter, I can eat whatever I want. I can have even a sudas shlomo. Very big. And if I eat a suda late in the afternoon, I feel all ashokhana kusuda shlomo beside the mutter. But if I'm not eating the suda of Tisha B'Av, I'm not eating the bread and the ashes one, so then I can eat whatever I want also. Period. Tani, Erev, Tisha B'Av shechalios, change that word, Erev, bishabis, Tisha B'Av shechalios bishabis, Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av shechalios bishabis. And also Erev Tisha B'Av that falls down on Shabbos. I feel all ashokhana kusuda shlomo beside the mutter. Shalosh Shudas, you could have whatever you want, a huge meal. You could have a huge meal on Shalosh Shudas on Erev Tisha B'Av. Rav, Mindavi Ochal called Surche, when Rav finished eating whatever he needed to eat to be ready for Tisha B'Av, Havi Tzava Pisase Bekitma. He used to take some bread and dip it in ashes. For Omer, Zuhi Iker, Sudas Tisha B'Av. This is the Sudas Tisha B'Av. Right, this is where the Minna comes from. L'kayim Hashem Emre, to fulfill the pasuk in Eicha, v'yagres bechatzas shinoi, my teeth were crushed in gravel, hich pishani ba'efer, with ashes. I've been covered with ashes. That's what Rav used to do. He used to dip his bread in ashes. So good. What, back to the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah. Have you that said we do kfiyas hamita on Tisha B'Av? And the chacham that were moda. Yosam Rabbi Yehuda. My time in the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda gave a good, good halacha. After all, we're Avelim, so we should have Kfiyas Amita, which is what they used to do, turn over the beds. Why would the Rabbanan say not? So the Bavli gives one pshat of this machlokes. Yushalmi here gives a fascinating different pshat. Asu oso k'misha mesha mutalafanav. No, the Rabbanan say back, it's like mesha mutalafanav, meaning with, there are chilukim, but we'll say what we call aninus. Meaning aninus, where the dead body is still in front of you, eino lo kofes amita, sov lo eshen al gabi amita kvula. The nihugim of Avelus don't start yet. Meaning the Rabbanan say we're like onanim, not Avelim, on Tisha B'Av. Mesa mutalafanav. Rabbi Yehuda says back, no, 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 we're Avelim, we're not onanim. Right? There's a difference between the two. So again, we're not exactly like onanim, we do mitzvahs. Right? We do mitzvahs. There's an isser of an onan to do a mitzvah. But, we do. But in a sense, that's what the Gemara says here. Regarding this, aspect of, kviyasamita, mesu mutalafanav, that's the Rabbanan Shita, and the Rabbi Yehuda would say back that it's, terms of Avelis. Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea, I don't have time to go into it right now, that Kfiyas Hamita, there's a machlokas tanoim about Kfiyas Hamita. When do you have to do Kfiyas Hamita? After the person is buried, or right when you leave the house carrying the dead body to the cemetery? So, why would you say that, right when you leave the house? So Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea with other rayas that there's two things. There's one thing called an avel, and there's one thing called a base avel. There's dinim of a base avel separate from the avelim themselves. And it could be that the halach of kfiyas hamita, right, the Gemara says that what beds do you turn over? Not only the bed that you sleep on, all the beds in the house. All the beds in the house? I'm not even using those beds. There's a din of base avel. The house of an avel, or Soloveitchik was very machpid about this idea. And that was the sheet of that Tana, that right when they took the body out, it already has the status of a base avel, even though the avelim are not avelim yet, until after Kfura. And that's why he felt like, for example, Talmud Torah. Soloveitchik was against the Minhag Olam. The Minhag Olam is to learn Torah, to learn Mishnayos, between Mincha Ma'ariv and a base avel. So he felt, no, not only is there an issur for an avel to learn Torah, there's an issur to have Torah learned in the house. So he was against, again, it's against the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. Minhag of Klal Yisrael is everybody learns. Saying Sheil Shalom. Sometimes we see somebody at a shiva house that we haven't seen in a very long time. So what do? We give up quietly. We say, give a Shalom Aleichem. We give a little hug. So he felt Sheil Shalom is not just a din in an avel, in a base avel. Wait till you get outside. But again, many of us are makel regarding that. First of all, for Kavod Abrius, you see somebody and, but you might want to wait. You shouldn't give a huge hello. That's just, appropriate. Okay, but that he develops that idea. Says the Mishnah, the last Mishnah here in Maseches Tainis. Yisrael, the greatest holidays on the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Shebahen b'nei Yerushalayim, yotzim b'klei lavan she'ulin, because on these, on Tu B'Av, the b'nei Yerushalayim go out with borrowed clothing. So nobody's embarrassed. Everybody has other people's clothing. Call a kelim tunin tefila. And you have to wash all the clothing in a mikvah beforehand, because if you're borrowing everybody's clothing, some of it might be tamei from anida or rezava. So you gotta do tovel all kelim. Ubanos Yerushalayim yotzim z'cholas b'kramim, and the Rosh Yerushalayim used to go out and dance in the vineyards. Umahayu omrus, and the single girls. They used to say to the boys, well, they're a shidduch. Bachor, sa na einecha, ure'e mata borelacha. See what you're gonna choose. Al titin einecha benoi, tin einecha b'mishpacha. Don't look at the physical beauty. Look at the yichus. V'chein hu omer, and also, we end off the Mesechta in Mishnayis. Tzena ure'ena, benos tzion b'melech shlomo. Tzena ure'ena, right, the pasuk that we have here from Shir HaShirim, go out, Benos Tzion, B'melech Shlomo, regarding Melech, who's the Melech Shlomo? It's Oman Hashem. At the beginning, Melech Shahashalom Shalom. Melech Shahashalom Shalom. That's Melech Shlomo. It's Oman Hashem. Ba'atara She'itro Lo Imo, with the crown that his mother, who is his mother? Right, the Knesset Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael are married, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they gave him a crown. What was the crown? The crown was accepting the Torah. B'yom chasunaso, b'yom simchas libo. On the day of the marriage, on the day of the simcha, b'yom chasunaso, zu matan Torah, b'yom simchas libo, zu binyan beis hamigdash. Right? These are the stages that Hashem has such simcha, and the Mishnayos end off. When it mentions beis hamigdash, she'ibane b'merav yameinu. She'ibane b'merav yameinu, that's the last three words in Mishnayos in Tainus, which reminds us of the Rambam in Hilchas Para. Where the Rambam says in Hilchas Para, when the Rambam talks about the 10 Para Adumas, the one that was made by the days of Moshe, and the eight that were made during Bayis by his Rishon, by his Sheni, and then the Rambam says, quoting the Mishnah in Para, and the tenth one will be made by Melech HaMashiach. The Rambam adds in two words, Mehera Yigala. Mehera Yigala, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has those, even though every word in the Mishnah Torah is measured and thought out, Mehera Yigala, that's how maybe the Rambam got it from this Mishnah as well. Good. Let's just start this, and then let's continue. Nicha b'yom kippur shu kapar al Yisrael. Fine. We understand that Yom Kippur is a wonderful, amazing, happy day that it brings kapar for Klal Yisrael. Right? It's the day that, just to add in a line from the Bavli, it's the day that we got the Lucho Shnios, the day that we got Slicha v'kapar, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Lucho Shnios. And there's a beautiful drasha. Maybe we'll start with that next time from the Beis Halevi. About the Lucha Shnios. B'chamisha Azerbav Lama, why is Tu B'Av such a happy day? So Gemara is going to quote 5 days. Unlike the Bavli who has 6 days. It's going to be in different order, but we're going to have 5 days. Why is Tu B'Av such a happy day? So B'Av Hashem, we'll start with that. Tu B'Av will be B'Av Hashem tomorrow's daf.